The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles rejoined Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. Then he said to them, "You must come away to some lonely place all by yourselves and rest for a while." For there were so many coming and going that the apostles had no time even to eat. So they went off in a boat to a lonely place where they could be by themselves. But the people saw them going, and many could guess where. And from every town they all hurried to the place on foot and reached it before them. So as he stepped ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he took pity on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he set himself to teach them at some length. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In this season of ordinary time, we are celebrating our response to God's revelation of himself in Christ. Jesus has come to inaugurate the establishment of the kingdom of God, and the term kingdom of God is a technical term, meaning that God's sovereign will be established in the hearts and minds of men. And to that end, our Lord sends forth his disciples, preaching the necessity of a change of heart on the part of those who seek God. Thus the apostles have returned from their mission. Jesus invites them to retire to some secluded place in order to recover from their tour. However, this was not to be, because a crowd captivated by Jesus' teaching demands his attention the more. Seeing then, as sheep without a shepherd, he sets himself to teach them at some length. We, like them, then have received the teaching of Christ, and thus we are expected to make an appropriate response. This response is concerned with developing a proper response to God and our neighbor. This, then, is the basis of the Christian spiritual life, and it must be on this basis that we need to build our own spiritual lives. The very fact that we are here at Mass this morning means that we have made a response to our Lord's invitation to follow him. However, the real question that we all need to ask is whether we seek to develop our spiritual lives at a deeper level, or are we just drifters practicing religion without any real spiritual objectives in mind? The first thing that we need to understand is that the spiritual blessings we received are rooted in the person of our blessed Lord. Thus, we are called to a life of holiness, and this holiness is based and exploited on the basis of our baptism into Christ, a very important Catholic doctrine. So it's well, perhaps, looking up in the Catholic Catechism to get a clear understanding of what this sacrament is. Within this sacramental life, then, we are offered God's grace, and this grace has been made possible for us through the saving work of Christ in his passion, death, and resurrection, the events which we celebrate each time we celebrate the sacred mysteries. God's grace then opens our hearts and minds to his will and subsequently sustains us on our spiritual journey. Thus, in Christ, our lives find purpose and final fulfillment. As we reflect then on what God in Christ has done for us, let us give thought to how we can the more enrich our spiritual lives. This we can do in three ways: by seeking to understand our religion better, and by communicating it with others, namely by educating ourselves by means of study of Scripture and the Catechism. To be ignorant of Scripture is to be ignorant of Christ. And by raising the quality of our worship also, both in public and in private, by means of personalization of our prayers, especially praying the Mass, and understanding that praying is concerned with being rather than doing, and in doing justice to all aspects of prayer. And a good word to remember, I may have mentioned it before, if you want a structure of prayer and you haven't got any books or anything, is the simple word ACTS. A-C-T-S. It gives you a very good structure of prayer. A, concerned with worship, act of adoration towards God. C, confession, preceded by a good and thorough examination of conscience, an act of contrition, followed by confession. T, thanksgiving for all the blessings, both material and spiritual, received. And S, for supplication, asking God for those things which are necessary for our material and spiritual welfare. And by practicing the better what we believe in the performance of our daily lives, namely morality, which is concerned with keeping the commandments of God and of the Church, and with social concern, which is the exercise of charity in meeting the practical needs of others who are confronted with problems in body, mind, and spirit. In this particular sphere, Catholics can be justifiably proud, since the Catholic Church throughout the world is responsible for a quarter of the facilities which offer education and medical help. These things done, then, will furnish all we need as we seek to order our spiritual lives on the basis of our love of God and of our concern for our neighbor, and in so doing, accomplish our spiritual destiny, which is to enjoy the beatific vision of God for all eternity. Being a Catholic is a wonderful experience because it not offers us an opportunity to deal with all the problems of this life, but above all, it gives us a sense of purpose and destiny. So let us pray God that he will enlighten our hearts and minds to the end that we may develop our lives in Christ, eschew those things which are contrary to the gospel, and so make God's sovereign will a reality in our lives.